Hey y'all, welcome back to Southern Philosophical Humor. This is your podcast radio host, the Southern Philosopher. And this is episode 2.
Yes, 2 episodes in the first opening day of this beautiful podcast channel that I pray blesses many people. This particular episode I'm going to dedicate to storytelling. You know, the greatest comedy is that the stories of real life events. And it's just a fact. I have laughed the hardest, and if you think about it, so have you, at your own mishaps, your friends' mishaps, somebody around you mishaps, slapstick comedy in real life, whatever you want to talk about. These kind of things will make your guts just bust. I mean, your ribs are just split. So, what I want to talk about from my past many, many years ago, I lived out in the boondocks, man. I'm telling you, my mom, bless her soul and God rest her soul, she was a trooper in the sense of raising 3 children by herself. So mom moved us out, way out, you know, and at first we were really upset, but then I wouldn't trade any of that. I wouldn't trade those memories for nothing in the world. Nothing in the world. But anyway, so I had a friend who lived nearby. Nearby out there, yo, it's like, me and him had few things in common. We had a few things, but few. And really, we argued more than we got along. But, I mean, it was just me and him, unless we were at school, and especially during the summer. So, we made friends with each other, and there's just a whole host of stories there. But me, with my sense of humor and the things that got me in quite a bit of trouble and a lot of mischief growing up, not really, yes. And kids get bored, especially when you're out there in the boonies. But anyway, I made up a song. Now, all of y'all know the iconic song, Ghostbusters. If you don't know that song, it's time to come out. Come out from under that rock. Because that song is iconic. And I don't know what all I can say on here. I don't know if this is like YouTube or whatever. I don't know. So I want to be careful. But all I'm saying is I made a parody. Now, let me say this first. My friend and I, as children, we were hefty, and I'm going to leave it at that, and it didn't bother us, and my friend, he could run like Speedy Gonzalez. I kid you not, I've got another story for another time on that, so let that be something that will give you incentive to come back. I'll tell that story someday, maybe. It was great, but anyway.
Yeah. Hey, Cletus, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
So, I made up this song, and I called it Fat Busters. And, man, me and him, we were just having a good time. We were walking down the road out in the boondocks, and it was like, you know, when there's something big in the neighborhood, and it don't look good, who you gonna call? Fat Busters, when it's Jelly Rolls hanging to his toes, who you gonna call? I mean, we're just making this stuff up. We were freestyling as we went down the road, and every time we get to that part, we're like, Fat Busters. Well, at some point, here come this big, I'm talking about big car. Now, I don't know, different places up north, out west, I don't know, but we call them boats. We call them tanks. We got different names. We call them buckets. When they're these big cars made out of steel from back in the day, this was a big car. And it come down all of a sudden, I kid you not, and here we are. Man, we're just kids. And this car just throws on the brakes. We were like, what in the world? And 2 of the biggest men
Oh my gosh. It was King Kong and Godzilla trying to get out of that car. I kid you not, folks. I kid you not. That car was shaking left to right. It looked like it had hydraulics. And this guy got out, and he was just humongous. And he was like, "What did you say? What did you say to me?" And he was cussing. And the other guy got out, he was cussing. And one of them got a ball back. Oh man, this kid right here, this fat kid, I turned my heels and I ran, because to get back to my house, you had to run uphill. And I mean, by the time I got to my steps, I thought my heart was about to burst out of my chest and run away. I'm telling you, man. And I was like, if my friend didn't turn and run, it's all on him. Next thing I know, here he come, just huffing and puffing. He jumped up on the steps, and he was catching his breath. He's like, "Man, you left me. Why did you leave me?" I was like, "Are you crazy? Those are grown men." I said, "They was about 500-600 pound apiece." I said, "They would have killed us." He said, "Oh, we could have took them." I was like, "Yeah, you're a liar, man." I was like, "There ain't no way. That's your pride." I said, "You gotta know when to run, man." And I tell you, I still tell this story to some of my friends and my kids and stuff. You know, every once in a while it comes up about the day that these two sumos just about sat on us, beat us with bats, all because we were singing this song. We wasn't talking about them. But you know, that's how the world is today. If it was like that back in the early 90s, mid 90s, late 90s, let me tell you, it's worse today. People take things so personal. And anyway, so let's see here. Yeah, we gotta land the ship, because we're at 7 minutes now. I don't want to go too long. All right, guys, I pray that you are blessed. I hope that this put a grin on your face. Maybe it made you chuckle. Maybe you're busting a gut. Maybe you've got the tears, and maybe you just thought, "What? This is so stupid. This is dumb." I don't know what you're thinking. Everybody's different. Everybody's got a little different sense of humor. But this story is absolutely 100% true, and it really happened. And as I always say about myself, God bless this mess. Peace out.